That is John Gibson. It's a morning digestion for the 10th of July. I don't know why the music isn't playing properly. Let's try it again. There it is. Ah. Yeah. Anyway, it's the morning digestion for July 10th. Okay, so there's a lot of good looking news in the news today. I mean, stuff I think is kind of cool. So let me just get at it. First there's Trump news that's you know, interesting. All right, let's start here. Trump said something about Jeffrey Epstein some time ago. He said he's a great guy, but he tends to like these younger women. Well, the New York Times dredged up that quote in order to sort of diss Trump. And yet, as you read the piece, you get down in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth paragraphs, you say, oh, well, Trump broke off with Epstein, barred him from his club, didn't like him. But that isn't the lead of the story. The lead of the story is he praised him and said he liked younger women. Anyway, so it's once again the New York Times trying to associate Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. And by the way, down in the piece going, well, you know, the political figure that was really close to Epstein was Bill Clinton. Washington Post, strip club hosts tournament at a Trump Florida resort. Strip club. New York Times, judge rules that Trump can't block Twitter followers who are trolling him on his own account. Said, well, he's a big, you know, he's the president. And so if he's got a Twitter account, it's open to everybody. So there. New York Times, Britain's, and everywhere, by the way, this story is everywhere. Britain's ambassador to the U.S. resigns. He sent those cables back to the bosses in London, describing the Trump administration as inept and dysfunctional. They were leaked. Trump bitched him out, and he's had to quit now. Wall Street Journal, yesterday's Perot supporters are today's Trump base. This probably is true, except for one thing. Perot was screaming about the national debt all the time. Trump does not. No, they're right, but there's with one big asterisk. Politics. So Biden, this is the New York Post, but you know, I didn't notice that the New York Times covered it, but maybe they did. I just didn't notice. Biden makes $15 million in 2 years, cashing in. Now, you know, he's not like a billionaire, but still, you know, raking in $7 million a year, $7.5 million a year for 2 years because he wants to run for president. He has to build up a cash stash for his family. I mean, look, you know, let's say that just for argument's sake, that the $15 million was sitting there in the bank. He should make at least 5% on it. 10% is $1.5 million a year. 5% is $750,000 a year, you know. I don't know what he's done with his money. He said he doesn't know stocks and bonds, you know, so he's probably just living on the cash, but he always did say he didn't want to run for president until he made some money for his family. So anyway, that's what he's doing. Politico, embattled Biden ditches a Rose Garden strategy. He figured out he better like hustle and get out there and fight because he's getting attacked. New York Times, I love this story. Tensions erupt between Pelosi and AOC's squad. That would be AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and this Ayesha Presley. Okay, so as Pelosi said about them, there were four people and that's all the votes they had. And AOC got all ticked off about it and said, we're the real leaders of the Democratic Party, but they can only get four votes. Love the fight. Just love it. New York Times guy says Biden is a closet Republican. What he means by this is Biden is trying to, this is a quote from this piece. Biden is trying to get Democrats to do something that Republicans have more practice at. Choose a nominee who is due over one who is new. In other words, it's Biden's turn, where Democrats usually pick hope and change, as you know. Washington Post, Tom Steyer, the billionaire, is not going to get away with pretending he isn't a billionaire. Bernie Sanders said, I'm getting tired of billionaires trying to buy the presidency. And Steyer's sort of pretending he's a man of the people, wearing jeans, rolling up his sleeves, and doing his announcement video in a barn. Yet you can't cover up how he got all that money working for Goldman Sachs and running a hedge fund and being as predatory as any other billionaire. Migrants, border arrests drop. Mexico's effort is working. That's in the Washington Post. New York Times, judge says no to the Department of Justice changing lawyers on the census citizenship question case. Judge says you can't pull these lawyers off. And have another go at it, which is what the DOJ wants to do. I don't think they're going to get away with it. I don't think the citizenship question is going to make it on the census this time. May make it next time. New York Times, you got all these kids coming in from Central America. Guess what? They now have to go to school. The schools are scrambling to take care of them. Social justice warriors, don't make the mistake of thinking that World Cup win is about sports. It's in the Washington Post. It's bigger than that, much bigger. It's about girls. It's about women. It's about equality. It's not just a game. Don't make that mistake. This is a real social justice issue. Washington Post, he called the cops on a black man. He was vilified. He explained his father was murdered by a trespasser. He had to apologize because you can't call the cops on a black man. So here's what happened. This was in San Francisco. This is a YouTube executive leaving his building, and a guy enters through the open door when the guy is leaving the building. So he says, hey, wait a minute, you're supposed to use the call box. Who are you going to see? And the black guy goes, well, I don't have to tell you that. I'm going to see somebody in the building. He says, well, no, you have to use the call box. You can't. I'm calling the cops on you. And the black guy says, oh, you call the cops, I'm going to video you. And then you're going to be on the internet and you'll never live it down. And the white guy's kid's going, daddy, please don't. This is really bad. Let's get out of here. And the guy goes, no. My dad was killed by a trespasser on his property. I'm not going to let a trespasser come in here. So he had to apologize, and he's not being forgiven because, if you're a black man, you can enter the building without using the call box, especially if you have your iPhone and you can video it. And then you can make somebody out to be a racist while you're breaking the rules and breaking the law, I guess. Anyway. Washington Post, flight shame. Don't take that airplane anywhere. Get on a train. Well, in Europe, they're doing that. KLM, the Dutch, Danish airline, is telling people, don't buy a ticket for a short haul flight. Just get on the train. In Europe, this would work, of course, but no way in the U.S. That's in the Washington Post. Tech. San Francisco Chronicle, somebody goes to London and discovers, hey, you know what? You can have a major city and not have piles of shit on the street and needles everywhere and homeless encampments everywhere. Wow, there isn't this stuff in London. I wonder why. New York Times says those creeps in Palo Alto are ruining the world. This was a whole business about the internet's going to democratize the world, be perfect, and now they're figuring out that, it's not working out so great. Social media at summit at the White House will likely target big tech. That's in the Wall Street Journal. Apple founder Steve Wozniak says, get off Facebook. It can't be fixed. They're going to invade your privacy no matter what. So the only thing you can do is get off it altogether. Backing that story up in the New York Times, email tracking scandal proves that tech companies tend to lie when they say they'll fix a problem like, invading your privacy. They say they'll do it, and then they don't. Endless TV is on us, like it or not. This is in the New York Times, big streaming services, Netflix, Hulu, HBO. And the new ones, they think they're not producing enough hours of TV because you're going to watch it on your phone endlessly. So they're going from, you know, big production things like Game of Thrones to your crappy game shows because they want your attention constantly. So they're going to produce real, honest to God, old-fashioned TV crap, as well as the big things that you want to watch. And new streaming services like AT&T are jumping in and spending huge bucks to get a toehold, like as much money as a first-run movie. Hashtag Me Too, Labor Secretary Acosta under pressure to resign. It's everywhere. This story's in the New York Times. In the Wall Street Journal, Acosta defends himself. You have to read it for yourself. He doesn't defend himself very well. New York Times, New York DA Cy Vance, under scrutiny for his Epstein deal, in which the New York DA did not argue that Epstein should register as a sex offender, argued, in fact, that he shouldn't. So he's in trouble. New York Times, Epstein's opulent life. And in the New York Times, a Miami reporter brought him down. Her name is Julie Brown. She's going to win all kinds of awards. She got 80 victims to talk. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Big French Telecom harasses employees to quit. Instead, they kill themselves. 35 so far. It's in the New York Times. New York Times, it's fish, but it's not. This is like the Impossible Burger that's a burger, but it's plant-based. They're doing that with fish now. New York is the new Hollywood. Thank Robert De Niro for that. Studios being built in New York to make movies. New York Times. Hey, who's screwing around with that damn baseball? Baseball players complain that the ball is juiced, that it's flying farther than normal. New York Times. Why don't you lose weight when you exercise? Well, you're still eating a ton. That's why. New York Times. Ross Perot dies. He was real important. He was the one who got Bill Clinton elected by taking votes away from H.W. Bush. So if you don't like Bill Clinton, blame Ross Perot. But one time, Jesse Ventura, you know, he was arguing about, you know, he's a Ross Perot supporter. And I asked him, did he vote for Perot? It was this in the radio studio. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, congratulations, you got Bill Clinton elected. And he about came over the desk to rip my head off. Oh, he was pissed. Wall Street Journal, forget the blazer. The thing for men now is the chore coat. A chore coat. Okay, so that's it for the morning digestion. I'm going to try to get the podcast out right away, but I do have to go. I have to do the stalls because Susan went to pick up a couple of kids who are coming to visit. So the podcast could be a little late this afternoon. All right, see you then.